It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Technology claims another victim as Kodak files for bankruptcy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill. Eastman Kodak declared Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection this morning, which is hard to be surprised by. Digital cameras, the cameras on our phone, they've changed the way we think about our pictures. And it's the latest in a string of low-tech companies that just didn't change course fast enough. For more, we turn to Henry Blodgett, editor of Business Insider. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So we've seen Borders, Blockbuster, and now Kodak, all businesses that just didn't keep up with technology. What industries or companies do you think are next?
Well, I think certainly the media industry is in trouble and figuring out what it's going to do. Obviously, we've seen newspapers have to radically change their models. I don't think there's any question that the internet will continue to create havoc with traditional industries, and you'll probably see more companies like Blockbuster.
How can old tech companies stay relevant?
I think when you have a change as radical as the one that destroyed Kodak, it is extremely difficult. Basically, a new technology came along and it eliminated the need for their core product. People don't sell film for digital photography. People like to say that the companies were stupid or they missed something. I think the truth is that the market changed and they just simply did not change quickly enough.
Is there an industry out there that everyone says is going away that you actually think will make it?
I think the TV industry is surprising a lot of people with its resilience. For the last 5 to 10 years, everybody has been saying network TV is toast. People like to watch shows now. They don't care about NBC or ABC. They're just going to watch their favorite shows, and the cable industry will disintegrate. And it turns out that people are actually very willing to pay for the convenience of having a big pipe bring in everything into their house. And even as cable bills keep going up and up and up, people still are willing to pay for that. There is still this argument about what will happen to TV, but right now it's surprising people with its strength.
Henry Blodgett is editor of Business Insider. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
And now on to another industry with a high-tech and low-tech side, piracy. The fight is on here in the U.S. over online piracy, but there's another pirate battle raging against more old-fashioned sea-based pirates. A study out today shows piracy off the coast of Somalia dropped last year. Christopher Worth has our story from London.
The International Maritime Bureau in London says Somali pirates seized 80% fewer ships in the final 3 months of 2011. Globally, the number of pirate attacks dropped slightly, but pirates are also having a tougher time actually boarding the ships they go after. That's because naval patrols have stepped up their activities, and because many ships are now sailing with armed security guards on board. Rory Dowds of the maritime security firm MUSC says the economic costs of piracy still remain incredibly high.
There's been estimates that it could be over $10 billion a year. And so it will take a while before the costs of piracy come down.
Dowd says that's because there's a trade-off. Although ship owners may eventually pay fewer ransoms, the costs for security and higher insurance premiums as a result of the risk from piracy will continue to mount. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. Global markets are up this morning. We've also got good news on the jobs front. The number of people applying for unemployment benefits last week was as low as it's been in 4 years. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 96 points to close at 12,578.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location offering a workforce that's well-educated, smart, and driven. More at investni.com/invest. And by GoToMeeting by Citrix, bringing high-definition video conferencing to online meetings for face-to-face collaboration. More at GoToMeeting.com.
On Tuesday, President Obama will give his State of the Union address. He'll no doubt tackle the economy, where it is today, how to grow it, which brings us to our weekly attitude check.
And the latest poll number suggests margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said...
We want to know how Americans are feeling about the state of their union and the economy. So we turn to Frank Newport, as we do every week. He's the editor-in-chief at the polling firm Gallup. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
So when we're talking about the overall economy, how's the confidence of the American people right now?
Well, you know, we have a number of measures of the economy from the people's perspective. Classic consumer confidence, we call it economic confidence, is actually getting a little better now than earlier this year. Obama's going to make his State of the Union address, and compared to 4 years ago, it's a lot better, because when he took over in January of 2009, it was terrible, really, in the depths back then. Other measures we have, just 29% of Americans right now say that they are better off than a year ago, and that actually is one of the lower readings on that personal measure that we've seen going way back to the 70s.
What else do we know about how people are feeling about their personal economic situation right now?
Well, we also ask Americans, and this is fascinating, look ahead a year. Do you think you'll be better off or worse off financially in a year from now? And their optimism springs eternal. That's always been the case. We have almost 6 in 10 Americans right now who say they will be better off a year from now than they are now. This is important for Barack Obama. That optimism is a little higher than it was in 1992 and 1980. And those are 2 years where the incumbent president was defeated.
What changes have you spotted in people's attitudes about the economy in the last few months?
General consumer confidence, how's your standard of living measures, those types of things that we track on a daily basis. We are seeing an uptick. We are seeing more confidence coming into the new year. We really had an uptick in that measure. So we think, generally speaking, when the average Jane or John Doe out there is asked about the U.S. economy, they say, hey, things are looking a little better.
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at the polling firm Gallup. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
And finally, a homecoming story gone wrong. Kitchen company Williams-Sonoma was born back in 1956 to shopkeeper Chuck Williams in the Northern California town of Sonoma, Williams-Sonoma. But as the store grew up, it yearned for the big city and moved to San Francisco to make its fortune. Now, 5 decades later, Williams-Sonoma wants to come home, back to its roots, back to Sonoma. But the city council there isn't so sure they want it. They're considering rules that keep big box stores out, even if one of those stores was once their own. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
College isn't cheap, you know, so a lot of students work full-time. And what they need above all else is time, time, and more time.
I like this. I can walk right in here to my computer, do my homework, and I'm through for the day.
I'm Kai Rizdal, making college work even when you work. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.